Very warm welcome to the show. I'm Claire English. Now, a good few years ago on the then Arts Show, I interviewed a music journalist called Paul Morley. Yes, you know him. And he had a new book out. It predicted a revolution in the way we access and play music. The digital age was on the horizon, so there would soon be no need for albums or CDs. Music would be stored and played in thin air. At the time, the concept seemed barking mad, and I personally doubted the revolution was going to happen anytime soon. Oh, how wrong can you be? Maybe a few of us cling to the vinyl format, and yes, I still have scores of CDs cluttering up my house, but I think by stealth I've bought into the digital era and buying music online and downloading it. It's possible to access it, of course, practically anywhere, anytime, so that's a plus as well. No surprise then that press reports suggest the day of the CD has come and might be about to go. This may be their last Christmas, as the major record labels are apparently poised to phase them out. With me now, Ed McCracken, journalist and self-confessed music geek, and Rosamund West, editor of the Skinny magazine. Lovely to have both of you with us. And now, it looks as if this might be it, the last hurrah, the last Christmas for the CD. Ed, you're gutted, aren't you? Or are you?
Well, do you know, actually, I'm kind of like yourself in that I've kind of given up on the CD format almost by stealth. It's kind of over the course of this past decade. I've just kind of loosened my kind of icy kind of firm grip on that format. And actually, it feels quite good. So it does, you know, once you kind of untether yourself from those wee shiny discs.
But do you think they're on the way out?
I don't think they're on the way out as quickly as some of the reports might suggest. I think that conversely, as opposed to this being the last Christmas for CDs, Christmas might actually be the saviour for the CD format, because if you think about it, the kind of people who buy CDs now are kind of the older generation who haven't quite migrated across onto like iTunes or Spotify or online streaming.
Wish you hadn't said that, because I was just about to say, Rosamund, are you one of these people that's going to buy a CD? You don't sound that old to me, put it that way.
I probably will, yes. I mean, I normally consume music through actually purchasing CDs. I think, you know, quite a lot of my music consumption will be unsigned bands, local bands, and I think the kind of best way to get that kind of music is on the actual physical format. You've got both the artwork and the actual physical CD. I get quite paranoid about losing it all as well. So I don't really...
What do you mean losing it all? Losing the CDs or losing the digital stuff?
Losing the digital stuff specifically, because you know, your iPod breaks, or your whatever MP3 player breaks, your PC goes down, and suddenly you don't have any of that music you've been collecting for years.
Segment 1. Very warm welcome to the show. I'm Claire English. Now, a good few years ago on the then Arts Show, I interviewed a music journalist called Paul Morley. Yes, you know him. And he had a new book out. It predicted a revolution in the way we access and play music. The digital age was on the horizon, so there would soon be no need for albums or CDs. Music would be stored and played in thin air. At the time, the concept seemed barking mad, and I personally doubted the revolution was going to happen anytime soon. Oh, how wrong can you be? Maybe a few of us cling to the vinyl format, and yes, I still have scores of CDs cluttering up my house.
Segment 2.
But I think by stealth I've bought into the digital era and buying music online and downloading it. It's possible to access it, of course, practically anywhere, anytime, so that's a plus as well. No surprise then that press reports suggest the day of the CD has come and might be about to go. This may be their last Christmas, as the major record labels are apparently poised to phase them out. With me now, Ed McCracken, journalist and self-confessed music geek, and Rosamund West, editor of the Skinny magazine. Lovely to have both of you with us. And now, it looks as if this might be it, the last hurrah, the last Christmas for the CD. Ed, you're gutted, aren't you? Or are you?
Segment 3.
Well, do you know, actually, I'm kind of like yourself in that I've kind of given up on the CD format almost by stealth. It's kind of over the course of this past decade. I've just kind of loosened my kind of icy kind of firm grip on that format. And actually, it feels quite good. So it does, you know, once you kind of untether yourself from those wee shiny discs.
But do you think they're on the way out?
I don't think they're on the way out as quickly as some of the reports might suggest. I think that, conversely, as opposed to this being the last Christmas for CDs, Christmas might actually be the saviour for the CD format, because if you think about it, the kind of people who buy CDs now are kind of the older generation who haven't quite migrated across onto like iTunes or Spotify or online streaming.
Segment 4.
Wish you hadn't said that, because I was just about to say, Rosamund, are you one of these people that's going to buy a CD? You don't sound that old to me, put it that way.
I probably will, yes. I mean, I normally consume music through actually purchasing CDs. I think, you know, quite a lot of my music consumption will be unsigned bands, local bands, and I think the kind of best way to get that kind of music is on the actual physical format. You've got both the artwork and the actual physical CD. I get quite paranoid about losing it all as well. So I don't really...
What do you mean losing it all? Losing the CDs or losing the digital stuff?
Losing the digital stuff specifically, because you know, your iPod breaks or your whatever MP3 player breaks, your PC goes down, and suddenly you don't have any of that music you've been collecting for years.